Jesus makes very clear to us the importance of forgiveness. And when he gives us the number 7, we have to remember that 7 is a number of completion. So part of what Jesus' message to St. Peter is that we need to keep forgiving until there's no unforgiveness left. It's not just always a one and done. Sometimes, yes, we can forgive someone one time and it's done. But sometimes, especially with things that have hurt us more, we need to do a continual process of forgiveness. And it can take many times to be able to forgive someone totally. So essentially, our Lord says we need to keep forgiving until we find peace. When do we know we've forgiven enough? When we remember that particular memory and there's a peace in that memory. We still might remember what was done to us, but there's not a way that we feel the pain anymore because we've given that pain completely over to God, and now we can find peace, we can find rest in that place. Something also important for us is that sometimes we confuse forgiveness and reconciliation. Forgiveness is the decision of one person. Every one of us has the ability and the responsibility to forgive. We choose to forgive or not to forgive. That's our choice. It only takes one person to forgive. Now, to bring about reconciliation, it takes two or more. So we can't control if someone else will reconcile with us, but we can always choose whether we choose to forgive that person or not. And our Lord is trying to help us again to understand how important this is. Exorcists will often talk about how unforgiveness is a huge entry point to the demonic, to evil in our lives, and that when someone is afflicted by various things, there's a place of unforgiveness in their heart. The enemy loves unforgiveness. If for no other reason than that, we should always be quick to forgive because of how the enemy does not want us to forgive. Also, it's important for us to note that sometimes we can forgive at a certain level because that's the level we're willing to acknowledge the pain at. There's a way that we as human beings psychologically seek to defend ourselves, protect ourselves from remembering the full degree of a pain or an offense that we have experienced. So if we've only acknowledged that someone hurt us at a level 4, we can only forgive at a level 4. And so sometimes also what we need to do is we need to acknowledge fully, well, someone didn't hurt us at a level 4, they hurt us at a level 8. And so we need to forgive them at a level 8 and not just at a level 4. So that's why there's not always a fullness or a completion of that forgiveness, because we haven't yet fully acknowledged the pain that we experienced and what happened in that way. And ultimately, Jesus forgave every single one of us. The parable he tells is that all of us are that person who was forgiven of something much greater. We have all offended God in the sins that we have committed. And God has chosen to forgive all of us a much bigger burden and offense than anything someone has done to any single one of us. And so something that always helps us when we're struggling to forgive is if we remember how much God has forgiven us for, it becomes a lot easier for us to forgive others because we find that grace. One of my favorite prayers is to always remember one of Jesus' last words on the cross. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. When we place ourselves on the cross with Jesus in that place, we can remember all those who have offended us, and with Jesus, we can pray that same prayer. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they have done to me.